going to call the meeting to order. Kristi Elchinski here.
Go ahead.
David Knapp here.
Bob Grice here.
Dave Dearborn here.
Meeting is being recorded. And I believe we're going to jump right in. Do you want to let the report come?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to let you give your report so you don't have to sit while we go into executive session.
Okay.
We're going to jump a little bit, guys.
Don't mind that at all. All right, we had a new rooftop unit over my Conks installed, and it's in use. We got a stairway estimate from Myers Contracting. I'm still waiting for an appointment for them to come and get started on that. For the offices, so we can make use of the offices.
Okay. How much will it cost?
Well, actually, I thought ahead and brought that. $5,612.
That's not bad, actually.
It's about half what our first proposal was, so.
Yeah, the first one was what?
10 or 11? No, it was 10.
Was it 10?
Is that going to modify the existing stairway, or is it?
No, it's a new one. There's a storage room back there.
Yeah.
Just inside the door.
Yeah.
It's not going to really take anything important.
Okay, so you're leaving the other stairway there, or is that gone?
Actually, it could stay or it could leave.
Whereas, is the new one right beside it or near it? Near there?
Yeah, there's one that was actually run parallel to it, but it's out in Antex area.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
Yeah. But yeah, it would make more floor space.
Yeah.
Floor tile and one plastics men's room is done. And I started, actually just spread the glue for the women's room. Part of it. Larry Heyer is supposed to be installing the new light on the pallet shed. We're putting that up so that we can, so the camera can see a little further. No further progress on the solar panels. I've hit a dead end just about everywhere I go with that. And Larry Heyer seems to be the only one that wants to help us. Micronics, just the other day, they asked for estimates for installing some doors. Tim McCarthy is retiring, and they're going to do a shuffle around, and so they need a few more doors. Waiting for GovDeals to set up an appointment. I contacted them. They haven't got back to me, so we can get that auction started. And I've had John working on the wiring in one plastic in our common area. It's a mess. There's stuff that's just dead-ended. There's wires that are actually hanging there. There's stuff in the box that hasn't been used in years, so we're just cleaning everything out.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, how much risk do we have? John is not a licensed electrician.
No, but he's good at what he does.
Well, still can get you off the hook for liability if something should happen.
True.
Should we have someone look at that after he's done, or have someone else do this?
I mean,
there's a liability issue there that we need to think about.
Yeah. I don't have any doubt that he can do the work. So if we just had someone look at it.
Well, Larry Heyer can look at it, right?
Sure.
That's what he is.
I don't think he'd have a problem with it. All right, and
you're mainly tracing and labeling stuff, right? I mean, you are removing some dead things.
There's a few things we got to move because, well, you know how that was built. I mean, this was added on, then that was added.
Right.
So there's some runs that are going almost the length of the building to go to something when there's a box right there.
So you shorten up your run.
We're shorten up the runs. Just a lot of it's just simple. And some of it just isn't needed. We actually emptied one breaker box completely.
Would you have the building inspector come in, just put a sticker on the box? Be it BIU or what's the other one they have now?
CCI.
Thank you. CCI?
They're liable to have a fit that we got an unlicensed electrician doing the work.
Yeah, that makes you nervous. Like asking the IRS to audit you just in case you miss something.
Yeah. We've gone this far.
Even if you told them, you know what, we don't have current stickers on these boxes, we want you to come and label them up.
I don't, they'll even do that.
Good point.
Sorry for bringing up this.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I think we're all right.
It's there. I mean, it's, worst things can happen. We didn't figure we'd get sued a number of years ago either.
Well, I can talk to Larry about that too, something he suggests. Friday, we're planning on shutting down the breakers that are all linked to Pentec, because anymore we don't know what goes where, and they're changing their area, so we don't know what the overlap is going to be, what's going to have to be changed, what's going to have to be metered.
Why are you shutting it down?
It's the only way to know what's connected to what.
No, then you restart, you mean?
Yeah, where is it? One at a time, then make a list of all things
that go.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. It kind of all predicated, by the way, on the fact that they got a bill, a meter reading that was like crazy high compared to normal. And
yes.
I think their initial reaction was it's somehow our fault. And then we proved that we read the meter correctly and did the calculation correctly. And so then it went to like, well, then who is plugged into our stuff that ramped up our usage? And like, we don't know. But this is kind of a reaction to that. Let's see what's really on it and prove that, you know.
I think the meter itself, though, is goofy.
It could be.
Because they've got what would be on that. They had shut off chargers for their forklifts. They had only half their machines running. You know, if anything, it had been way less than
you would think.
Way more.
Right.
Unless there's a problem somewhere. But had their maintenance guy going through the, I brought the book down to him so he could look the meter over. He doesn't know exactly what's going on, but he says that there are certain numbers there that don't add up. You can't have this and still have this, you know, because certain machines draw this much, you know, and it's not even reading that much on that, but yet the other one is drawing a huge amount of kilowatts, you know, it's like, so something ain't working right.
And that, we might be footing it, or might have been footing the bill.
Might be.
So those are all sub-meters that we installed, right?
Yes, that one's been, I think that one's been there ever since Pentec came in. That's their main supply.
Okay, well, that'd be a liability.
So, but I think we're going to be adding meters anyway when we change them around and we get another company in there.
Cool. Right. Yeah, that's the other reason we're doing this, would be to prepare for a new tenant.
So, that's all I have.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions for Dave, anybody?
I'm good.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya.
And I think we are going to go into executive session for the reason and purpose of personnel, correct? Now we're ready. Okay, we're coming out of executive session at 11:59. At this point, nothing to vote on. And we're going to go back to our agenda here to the fiscal report.
Do you want to approve the minutes?
Yes, we could. I wrote all over them with my notes.
That's okay.
Did everyone have a chance to look at the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Sorry. Now we'll go down to staff reports and fiscal report from Shelley.
All right. Let me find it. All right. On our balance sheet, we have $4,540,410 in our checking and savings. Other current assets, we have $5,409,598, bringing our total assets to $10,022,895. Our fixed assets are $2,106,852. Bringing our total assets to $12,270,644. Our liabilities, we have $110,347. Equity, $12,160,296. And altogether, we have $12,270,644. Our P&L, January through the end of February, our total income was $186,485, expenses $148,499, and our net income was $37,985.
And this is a new report, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
This is the new format.
And then we have, yep, and then it's broken out by the P&L by class so that you can see you know, where everything kind of falls.
One note on this is 6601 payroll expense. That's a rather high number. We're going to have to go back and journal. Basically, we just classed everything to, booked everything to that account that was related to payroll expenses. However, we're going to break that out by wages, payroll, legit payroll expenses, insurance, that kind of thing. So that number is high. It's the correct total number, so you can trust the bottom line number. But we don't have that information in a report from ECCA yet, and until we do, we can't do the journal.
Okay. Okay. I included all the open invoices through the end of the month. And in fairness, some of these invoices were not sent out until the end of February, so.
What does an open invoice mean?
Ones that haven't been paid yet.
Okay, so it's an accounts receivable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how I'm now billing each of our tenants. So that we
cost
can keep track.
Service, so good. Is that gonna be a write-off?
It yeah. is, yep.
Oh, we forgot to do that the other day.
I thought that was something that Rick had to do. Is it not?
We
okay.
You can write that
off. Okay. I just forgot.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Nope. Sorry. I just thought that was something he had to do, so I didn't mention it.
No. Lisa or I can do it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then the last report that I have for you is the loan report.
Can I ask you something about this open invoice report?
You may.
So you said these were sent out when?
Well, a lot, you can see the dates there. So a lot of them, 2/24, that's the end of the month billing, the
okay.
utility billing, and then.
So these are open as of today, when you or when you, Friday, or what date?
Yes.
As of February 29th.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is paid. Is
and
what
some of it is. Okay. And I probably should start updating that. Just got a check today from Barnes. So a couple of their last two, 3075 and 3076, are paid. And the loans, doing pretty well on the loans. 1876, I think, is really the only one that's really outstanding. 7015, that's the COVID relief that she got, the 3 months, but she's paid up to where she's supposed to.
Did you say 1876?
Same
one.
Yep. So the payment status report, that's loans, right?
Correct. 1876, yes.
Maybe you can add that in there just to clarify the name, the title, or maybe it is there somewhere. I just didn't see it. I mean, borrower, I mean, I guess you can assume.
I can't change the name. This is how it prints out. Tammy used to print this for you.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't need it, if you don't find it helpful, I certainly can stop.
Oh, with no,
the loan,
I,
you know,
no, I
the loan
that.
Pay. Okay.
No, no.
Yep, that's good. That's fine.
Lori Coleman, what's that? That place out there
in Union City. Yeah. She's the one that got the 3 month reprieve during COVID.
Yeah.
So she is up to date to where she's supposed to be.
Yes, sir. Do we need to accept the financials?
Yes. I'll make a motion to accept financials as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Dave had already given his report, so we'll give the floor to Ben Kaplan.
Yes, sir. Our manual is coming together very nicely. I believe we have 7 chapters fleshed out at this point. The first one has to do with board governance and overall governance of the organization. That's done. The second one is on all things fiscal management, and that is, I would say, 75% done. We've met, I don't know, 2-3 Saturdays now.
At least.
Just so that we can focus on just that. And I think we've got the classes figured out, we're cleaning up the chart of accounts, et cetera. Everything's going along nicely on that front. Third chapter is on facility management. That's pretty straightforward. There's a short one on IT. That's just gonna be really standard, like usage of IT equipment and replacement, that kind of thing. So anyway, point being, it's all coming along very nicely. I think we're on track to get the thing done without too much issue by, well, certainly by the next meeting when I'm not gonna be the director, so. That's my main effort right now, is getting all of this stuff that we've planned and thought through into one cohesive document. Think of it almost like a board packet or something that, you know, we would have right beside our desks. If we wanna know what account to charge to, just flip it over to the chart of accounts. Oh, there's the detail on exactly what we're doing. You know, you're billing somebody, you only bill once a year, you know, information's in there on how to do that. You wanna look up something in the bylaws are in there, et cetera. So one cohesive document for understanding the organization.
Nice.
Anyway, coming along nicely, yeah.
Do we have anything that we would call desktop procedures for each party?
No, not yet.
Okay.
That's, if you wanted to get that detailed, this would be, you could add on to this.
Okay.
Building it that way.
I see so many organizations that have new people coming in, and they're totally lost, even though someone's sitting there training them.
Right.
Yeah, they don't retain all that stuff at one or two settings.
Right.
Having a desktop procedures is something that's pretty darn valuable. If it's done correctly, if there's someone just throwing it together, then it's better not having it.
So fiscal will be effectively that. The rest, I'm only really putting together higher level policies, like, you know, use of tools and stuff like that. I do not get into the detail of here's how you go read the meters and stuff like that. Maybe we should do that, but it would be a hard lift for me to try to get all that done by the end of the year.
I have some pretty detailed things on like what I'm doing.
Well, maybe that'll be
that can be organized.
All right, well, anyway, this manual is built in such a way that you could flesh out those chapters into what you're calling a desktop procedure manual. Email accounts, we got those set up, and I believe you have the password and such. It was given to you on paper. Team, no updates. Fiscal, we talked about that. Grants, here's some good stuff. We did get more letters of support for the RACPs, and Senator Hutchinson is planning to come up in the next couple of weeks to do tours. Congressionally directed spending normally opens this month. I haven't heard anything from Mike Kelly's office yet. However, Senator Fetterman is open. I wasn't planning on going through him for anything, though, so I'm waiting for Mr. McKelly. And ARC Power, we applied for 2 grants. Well, I'll back up, and I'm, for those of you that would have been at the CIDC meeting, forgive me for being redundant, but in our strategic plan, we had identified at least 2 things that would fall under an ARC grant, and it has not been open in, well, at least a year. So when it opened up, a little to my surprise, I reached out to the Northwest Commission and said, hey, there's these. Well, actually, there were several things I wanted to apply for. We narrowed it down to 2. One was that wraparound entrepreneurship kind of concept, where we would get a grant from the ARC, the Appalachian Region Commission, for us to do hands-on, very didactic training, wraparound services for entrepreneurs. And so anyone that's kind of in a startup mode or trying to take their business to the next level could come and apply to us, and we would turn around and either ourselves help them or hire consultants that would then wrap around them, whether they need sales help, they need accounting services or whatever, in order to help those business start, like those, especially the one, two man bands that really need specialized expertise about legal fees, et cetera, stuff like that. So we applied for through the RDA for a pilot program to run that. It was $50,000, and well, I shouldn't say that we applied. We put in a letter of interest, which got past that level, and so now we have been invited to apply fully. That application is due on April 17th. We can't deviate much from what we put in. We kind of have to do more than half the planning, even though it's a single page, you know, document in order to get to that level. So that's exciting. One of the other things we've talked about ad nauseum over the last year and a half was the idea of doing a high-tech manufacturing space, ideally on Scioto Village or nearby, which would be kind of modular so that you could adapt it in the future to various needs. You could, you know, put one tenant there or maybe multiple tenants, co-working space, maker space, all of it, and kind of one cool high-tech space. In order to get the $2 to $4 million ARC grant, in order to do that, we need to first do the planning grant. So this ARC Power grant also opened up, and that's also for $50,000. I went to apply, I talked to the Northwest Commission. They said, I see how these two work together perfectly. Go ahead and apply for both. So I went to do that, and one of the next steps is to run it by the state before you apply to the feds. When I talked to the state, they said, well, you can't apply for two things. You can only apply for one. So I quickly scrambled and talked to Christy and then talked to Dave Sample, and we decided to throw that one under CAIDC to do the application for the engineering for $50,000. Now, that is advantageous, at least for the RDA, for at least one reason, which is that when you go to do your match, you'll be able to use the land value of your property against, because it's not theirs.
Right.
And so I think that's all going to work out pretty splendidly. They were very accommodating. CADC was very accommodating in letting us, you know, basically just use their name and everything. It could cause an issue in the future if you decide to be the entity that actually takes the engineering drawings and does the building. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that you should still be able to do that. Like switch entities midstream. But again, we got past the letter of interest. We've now been invited to fully apply. And so over the next few weeks, we're gonna need to get estimates from Ashley Porter and or others in order to justify that $50,000 spend. Won't be hard to do. Then we'll be, probably 6 months or so. I think they said October 10th is their target date for releasing who was awarded that. So then you'll have a year to do that. So October of 2025, really you should probably do it in 6 months, and then apply again for the full-blown version. And so that would be, you took your $50,000 engineering drawings and you turned it into a $2 million grant application. Pair that with a RACB and the state and the Fed money should match. So I think we're setting you up well for a 2025-2026 application and build of this high-tech manufacturing space. I know it feels frustrating probably to think that we first identified this 18 months ago as something we wanted to do. But the fact is, with these grant horizons, they're so long, and you have to get everything to kind of match up right, that this is kind of the first strike that we've really had at it. So I'm excited to see, and I hope the new director takes it by the horns and sees it through.
So the ARC money, of course, is federal.
Yeah.
So you can match federal and state.
Correct.
Correctly.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
So the high-tech facility, talking about, does that, wasn't the Impact Quarry doing something with high tech? I don't know where they are. Is there any relationship between those two?
So they were talking about getting the hospital, and that would be a component of the catch. There was going to be clean room environment there. That said, that from the beginning, I think we all knew that that building was not ideal for that kind of a manufacturing space. Mm-hmm. They are still trying to do some sort of maker space, co-working space kind of thing. I believe the plan now is to do it actually at Arlene Smith. That said, that's not any additive manufacturing really. Yeah. Like the thrust of this would be,
startups.
Manufacturing. Right. Yep. And so the link would be this. If they've got, cool co-working space and educational components and such, then, obviously we should collaborate with them. But at the same time, I wanted to give you something that you kind of had most
sure.
control
Sure, no, I understand
over.
That. So is this manufacturing? Is that what you're
saying? Additive manufacturing,
this is focused on manufacturing.
Correct.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Yeah, I think that Corey needs to move from the traditional manufacturing that they currently are to.
Well, we've been talking about this for four or 5 years.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Times they are changing.
And that's part of our plan. That's what we've been talking about the last hour.
Any other unfinished business here?
Oh, right. So then, real quick, local share, I was pleasantly surprised that they reached out for more detail on our application for the $1 million to replace the roof at One Plastics, part of the roof at One Plastics. They don't normally, has not been my experience in the past, that they normally reach out for more information unless they're interested. So
which one was that?
One Plastics.
No, but I mean, what was the grant?
Oh, Local Share, LSA. It's through Commonwealth funds. It's gaming money.
Oh okay.
It's the statewide gaming money. So one thing that they do not require a match with that. However, the email that the auditor sent me said, aren't you going to include a match on that? Wink, wink was how I took that.
You want to be approved. So you want to have something in the game.
You get more credit because you got a match.
Exactly. And so regardless of where this source of funds comes from, I was pretty comfortable taking the amount that we already had in an estimate and reducing it by $1 million. That takes us to, I forget exactly what it was, it was almost 400,000,
mm-hmm.
which is what you have in your One Plastics
380
account.
Or something.
380 sounds right. So, well, maybe that's because it's 380 Sayota.
Oh.
But anyway, whatever. The point is, we do have that cash on hand. If you absolutely had, if you had no other option, you could just take a hit on that bank account, but draw down $1 million and get that roof done. Ideally, you would either do something like loan yourself money from the revolving loan fund, or really any other number of things so that you're not tying up your cash. But you could do that, and you would be fine. Like, you still have your 480-some thousand in your contingency fund. Like, you're not going to be hurting for cash. So I see multiple ways that you could go. So I felt pretty comfortable saying, yes, we are going to match that right up to the quote that we have. And hopefully that gets you your $1 million. I think we're getting one more thing about facilities that we missed was we're getting one more quote from on 1524 gutters. I talked to the guy yesterday. He was going to come out today, I think. I just wanted to check and McCreary's quote a little. I think that's it for me. Any questions?
Do you have anything else that want to bring up with unfinished business? And I'm going to move on. I'd like to acknowledge the resignation of Bob Williams from the board, and that does open up a seat. And at some point, we'll have to do some appointments of new board members and director.
Does that need to be voted on for acceptance?
I don't believe so.
We don't have to, because it's really a city
thing
that he was doing.
All right.
We did. That's why we acknowledge it.
Okay.
Is that everything on our agenda?
Executive officer, since the chairman resigned.
So do we have to do that right now? I mean, I can be acting right now, right?
To. By default, you are.
Yeah, you're the acting.
So, okay.
Until you're okay.
We'll table the rest of that till.
Yeah.
You and I fight it out.
You're the one.
Arm wrestle.
You we just do it now?
Now we'll talk about it. No, we'll get it figured out. I think we have enough on our plate. I think we can figure this out a little later, right?
One concern that I would raise about not having is that you have two signers on the bank account right now. So if God forbid something happened, good, like you go to see granddaughter in Tennessee or
my Kroger
or whatever. Yeah, that is a concern, is that it could add a lot of time to getting someone on the bank account. I'm almost inclined to suggest that everyone on the board could be.
Every board I've ever been on, everybody's a signer. I'm not sure why this is a two-person thing.
It's a three-person.
Normally three.
Right, but I mean.
Yeah, right. Why it's limited, yeah. Doesn't have to be, does it?
No. But if you want to do that, which of you are not on, just wants to take a vote to make them a signer?
I'm not on.
I'm not on.
What's your secretary treasurer?
No, David.
Would you be willing?
Secretary Treasurer.
Would you be willing to be able to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Until you become Secretary Treasurer.
Yeah.
Do we need to approve that, or do we actually need to make a motion?
Make a motion.
Yeah, make a motion to have two more board members added on to the signing of our bank accounts.
One more.
What?
You're on.
Oh.
You two are on, so you're just adding.
I just want one more.
Do you need more than three?
Shelly does sometimes.
Then you're going to have your director, so there's going to be your fourth one.
Okay. One more.
That being Bob?
No, he's not a signer, though. You're not a signer.
I was.
Oh, you were? Okay, so Bob would be a signer.
Okay, so is it you? I'm making an executive decision. He's still on for a while, and he's just filling in to help us. So,
thanks.
Mr. Dearborn.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
You'll have to get the cards.
I like my own job better. I can get a lot of stuff better. Okay. Any other questions, comments?
Who made the motion? Who's seconding?
I made it.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anybody move to adjourn?
I'll move.
Oh.
Thank you.
Get back to you on this.
Oh.